The Ministry of National Mobilization and Social Development says the possibilities of the weekend initiative, which was officially launched yesterday, are endless. WECAN stands for Wholesome Empowerment for Citizens While Advancing the Nation. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Marissa Burke, provided background information on the initiative, which began with a pilot project last year.
The Ministry, with responsibility for social protection of our people, seeks to launch a Steps to Work program. This is what it basically represents. Moving out of a situation of poverty by going through a process of training, going through a process of internship, going through a process of life-changing experiences, by being on our social assistance services or public assistance program, but having the opportunity to be exposed to life skills training, being exposed to business skills development training, and in this case, farm skills training. We have an opportunity this morning to be able to use agriculture as a vehicle out of poverty, but not as individuals in this case, but to use it as a collective group.
And Burke explained that the WECAN initiative has two components.
The project called WECAN, WECAN. The meaning represents wholesome empowerment for citizens while advancing the nation. And this sample of beneficiaries only represents one small fraction of the 300 participants who would be participating in this program that has two categories. Those that will be placed here at the commercial farm at Liberty Lodge, and those who would be placed in rural farms with individual farmers who need the support by persons getting the experience of what farming practices are and what pertains in rural areas, what may be some of the differences, and let us see how the program can be able to assist both participants and also assist farmers who would have the responsibility for producing crops at a more commercial grade.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of National Mobilization and Social Development, Marissa Burke. Meanwhile, Minister of National Mobilization and Social Development, Dr. Orlando Brewster, spoke about the advancements in the agricultural sector, noting that climate change poses a significant threat. He added that sustainable practices must be adopted to protect the nation's resources.
Today marks the beginning of a new chapter in our agricultural story, a chapter characterized by innovation, sustainability, and inclusivity. With the advent of new technologies and methodologies across the world, we have the opportunity here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to revolutionize the way we approach agriculture, from precision farming and vertical agriculture to sustainable practices and agroecology. The possibilities are endless. However, as we embrace these advancements, we must also remain steadfast in our commitment to sustainability and environmental stewardship. As we are aware, climate change poses significant challenges to our agricultural sector. It is imperative that we adopt sustainable practices that not only mitigate the effects of climate change, but also preserve our natural resources for future generations.
Minister of National Mobilization and Social Development, Dr. Orlando Brewster. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.